USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress and the White House are working on a $2 trillion economic stimulus plan.
I thought we were on the five-yard line. Right now, we're on the two.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill is coming into focus. Democrats have been demanding oversight for loans given to large corporations, and the bill includes an inspector general who will do that.
We would like very much, and believe we should have, a congressional oversight board as well.
The plan is to prevent large corporations from using the loans for things like stock buybacks and CEO bonuses. The stimulus bill was encouraging to investors on Wall Street. There was a big rally. Stock indexes were up 8 to 11%. The Dow was up more than 2,100 points, the S&P was up 210, and the NASDAQ Composite up 557. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.